Nun in Bavansiya by the Rosh Hashiva continued. Hey ER Hitov Shemem Zion, May 4th, 1987, on Monday continued.
I wish you would take care of my throat. So then he's titled to the same feel like an always. Mechso, Shlish, Revia, whatever the minigam din is. But suppose he shall wear shoes. He's a trespass. And he's much be on the field. So then we say, Mashvach Yisraelai Tzie, he takes the lesser. Mashvach Yisraelai Tzie, so he takes the Yitzie. Yitzie Yisir ala Shvach, so Neitel Shvach can get a Yitzie. That's Shaloi Bashus. In Bashus, he takes like an oath. But the rest, to whom does belong? To the Balasot? Why? Ahoya, it's my Sode. To you, made a Shvach, you're entitled to be compensated. How much? Depends. Peshus, Roy Peshus. But the rest, over and above the fee to which you're entitled, that belongs to the Balasod, Ahoy Ashbach. The question is, when the Sode is Mishubet to a person, can we apply the Halacha of Ahoy Ashbach like a Mishubet? So true, there was a shibut on the sod, and then after the alvoye, a shvach originated. Can we apply the locha paroy ashbach? So mainly the shvach is also mishibut, because since it is my sod in the sense, it is the sod that is mishibut to me, was mashbiach. So mainly the shvach is also mishibut. So on that point, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. It's a remarkable prime, but the Rambam is not. So according to the Rambam, we don't apply the aloche of Aroi Ashbach like Abishik. Aroi Ashbach, we only apply the one that Aroi Ashbach is only Shayach when a person has title in his heart. Then it's much Biyah. So we can say Aroi Ashbach. It's my Sode. It's my Shvach. Mashiach King, if I don't have title, but I have a Shibut in the Sod, I cannot say, I have a Shibut in the Sod, I have a Shibut in the Shvach, on the basis of Aroi Ashbach, because it's my Sod that is Mishubut to me. That was Mashbiach. No, it's not his Sod, it's Mishubut in. But, so it's, I cannot say that. There's a Rambam, the Rambam Shite is to the Kamala. That we can apply the concept of Aroi Ashbach like Abishibut. So just as in the case where a certain Sode belongs, let's say, to Ruvin, so then the Shvach that originates in the Sode also belongs to Ruvin, so if a certain Sode doesn't belong to Ruvin, but is Mishubet to Ruvin, so the Shvach that originates in the Sode is also Mishubet to Ruvin. Now then, the Ramban says, there's Ramban Shiti. Then the Ramban Shiti is, that the reason is why Shvach Avon Mele, so then the Baal Chayv can collect, even from the Kavu Matone, even though there is no Yishchayvet, because Mishvah Didine, he can collect. So the Ramban Shiti is because vis-a-vis Shvach Avon Mele, so we apply the Aloha of Aroi Ashbach. Even though the Baal Chayv doesn't own it, it's not his Aret, but it is, in the sense, it's the Sode that is Mishubetim. So it's considered as he had some sort of a title. It's not title, Shiti doesn't mean title, but he has his own lien. So it's his lien that was Mashbiach. So the thing, his lien property was Mashbiach. So in Mele, he gets a lien, his shibut, and the shvachot. So in Mele, it applies to Mikal Matona also. We don't have to resolve. Then the Ramban goes one step farther. And even if it is shvachot, bonach, the smitziye, so we also can apply the Aloha for Aroi Ashbach, the Gavishim. But to the extent of the Yitzhiya. So then we cannot see our Yashma. Because how can we see our Yashma? If Chvachabon Mele, so we can see our Yashma. It's my field that was Mashbiya. But Shvachabon Machos Yitzhiya, how can you say that my field is Mashbiya, it was Mashbiya? Because somebody else spent money and work and everything. So to the extent of the expenses and the work, so then we cannot see our Yashma. But whatever is over and above the Yitzhiya, so then Shvach HaBomach Yitzhiya is analogous to Shvach HaBomach. Briefly, the Ramban says that every Shvach HaBomach Yitzhiya vis-a-vis the excess over and above the Yitzhiya, that's the Melech. It's only to the extent of the Yitzhiya that is not considered as Mimele. But vis-a-vis the Shvach over and above the expenses, that's Mimele also. That's Mimele also. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Now, but the Rambam Shita. So the way both the Rambam and the Ramban, they both accept the Shita of the Rambam. There is a distinction between Shvach HaBom Mele and Shvach HaBom Machmas Yitzhiya. But there are two differences between Ramban and Ramban. While they both accept the Shita of the Ri, there are two differences. According to the according to the Ramban, so the reason is why Shvach HaBom Mele is different than Shvach HaBom Machmas Yitzhiya, and it applies even to the Kabbal Matone. The Balchit can be gave even from the Kabbal Matone because of the Aloch HaFaro Yashbach. And then, even Shvach HaBom Machmas Yitzhiya, the Shvach over and above the Yitzhiya is also considered like Shvach HaBom Mele. And the Aloch HaFaro Yashbach applies. The Shit of the Rambam is that Aroy Ashbach does not apply to Shivut. Aroy Ashbach applies only to a case where Imamish is titled. So it's my son of the Rosh Biach. But if I don't have title, it's Meshubah to me. I cannot say my Meshubah, my son of the Meshubah to me was Meshubah. Therefore, the Shvach is also Meshubah. Don't say that. We don't say. And then, according to the Rambam, where is according to the Rambam? So you Shvach HaBom Machmas Yitzhiya. But the excess over and above the Yitzhiya is considered like Mimele. The Rambam Shita is not like it. Shvach HaBom Mimele means only Mimele. Only Mimele. But if it's not Mimele, if it's done for Yitzhiya, so even the excess over and above the Yitzhiya does not have a din of Shvach HaBom Mele either. So the question is, why does the Rambam distinguish between Shvach HaBom Machmas Yitzhiya and Shvach HaBom Mele? The answer is, Rav Chaim says, because according to Rambam, Shvach HaBom Mele is considered like the same thing as the Karak itself. Like the same thing as the Karak itself. The same thing as the Karak itself. Now what's Shvach HaBom Mele? Let's say, so the field was a barren field, and then it started to rain, and it became fertilized and everything by itself. So it became fertilized, became a fertile field. So then it's the same thing. It's Hainaha. It's Hainaha. In other words, it's the same thing according to the Rambam. So Shvach HaBom Mele is the same thing like a rise in the value. Suppose a piece of real estate is worth $8,000. Then a year later it's worth $10,000. So can you separate? Then we certainly couldn't separate. Because there is no physical increment. So then there is a portion that is higher. Because there is no physical increment. But in the case of a Shvach that involves a physical increment, you know, becomes fertilized, this, that, and then some grass grows, I mean, and even the plant, the trees grow by themselves. So even there, so it's considered the same thing like the cows itself. So anyway, we don't have to resort to his highness. So even when we come on the top, even when we come on the top, this is what your time says. Now, all right, now we left off yesterday. Omer Rav Nachman, Homas niten misayel in the Mal Shmuel, vihune chavren, meikim lo milach rine, ditanye, hameich yosod lechavere, hameich yosod lechavere, vare yeitzom tahas yodei, kishu geve geve sakera mechosim mishibodi, ushvar geve mechosim nechere, vihune chavre, making lachin a blekech mi gazlen. Misailim ha-shmul, balchim gim sa-shvach. Kishu gevish lekech chizem gevin ha-meich, milachin d'varachir. Blekech mi gazlen, niks lo vada tomif shvoche, domo le-avo yashvach. Abo balchim kol kamul li tofelo, lab di deyu, u birshuset lekech ashvach. What's the pshat? You see, by niks lo, so then it's his, mamesh. So we applied aloche of agoy ashba. Mashein kein, that's like the shittas Rambam in the Rashi. Mashein kein. Babal cheiv is kol kamli tofel ad deyo. So you can't say agoy ashba. Veshustin likeach ashba. So. And even though Shmuel says, the Balchiv can be given, but it's not, it's on the basis of his chayvish and kachkosli. Otherwise, Shmuel would agree with Rabbuni. Tani Ido. Hamei chesu lo chavei v'ish bicho. Ubo Balchiv ito fo. Kishu geve im ha-shvach Yisrael tziye. Neiteil es ha-shvach m'balakalk. ויציא מבלחיב, ומייציא סיר לשבח, אין לי צוי של שבח מבלחיב. ושמוע במיימויק, אי בלקח מגזלן כאשר ריש, because ריש says ניטלס השבח מבלקרק, but שמוע says it smells like a ribbits. So לקח is not allowed to take, to be reimbursed for the Shvach, because then it will be, it will look like ribbis. The Moshmur can get less Shvach, Ibi Balchev, Kasherei Shevei Seif, the old Moshmur Balchev gave us a Shvach, Kasherei Shevei Seif, the Ktone Balchev gave us a Yitzie, Uli Shmuel, Balchev gave us a Shvach, Ve'inei Sinklum. Now the way the Rambam Mohammed explains it, he explains it in a marked way, because the Ramban Shiti is that even the Gabi Shibut, vis-a-vis Shvochen Mimele, we applied Aloha Paro Yashma. But, and not only Shvochen Mimele, even Shvach Abomachos Yitzie, what is the excess over and above the Yitzie, is also Mimele. So what is not Mimele, to the extent of the Yitzie, that's not Mimele. So Mimele, without the, so why do we have to resort, according to Ramban, why do we have to resort to Shekachos play? That's in respect to the extent of the Yitzir we have to resort to Shekachos play. But vis-a-vis the excess over the above Yitzir, we do not even have to resort to Shekachos play. We do not even have to resort to Shekach Kosaplay. But because of Shekach Kosaplay, so the Balchiv takes away the whole Shvach, he doesn't even have to pay the Yitzi. But otherwise, he still could collect. But he would have to pay the Yitzi. Oh. So, אם בלחית כשריש בסייפה, לא משמעו בלחין יש השפעה. אם בו יסיינו לקח מגזלן, בודן יועז לקח מגזלן, יש כשריש, כשריש, because Reish says Nitlis HaShvachim Palakarke, and according to Shmuel, Likiach Mitalvan cannot take a penny, nothing, from the Palakarke, from the Nix, because it will be Melzik Ribis. Melzik Ribis. The answer is, since it is also only because of Melzik Ribis, so by Yesh Likarke, it's not Melzik Ribis. Because Gemara said that before that, that Gemara שיש לי אורך מסכינון, כי יש לי קרקע. So when it's דרך מקח ממך, so, להאמין דרך מקח ממך, so then, it's mutter. אינה מבשקון המיוב, the Gemara said that too, then there is no issue of Melzik Ribis. איבו יסיים אל בל חייב, but then yes, בל חייב, so כאשר יש לי סייפה, because בל חייב in essence I see And the Aloch is, according to Shmuel, Balchiv gives a Shvach in a Sinkum. Look at, can be Shvach a Magiel Katofi? Can be Shvach in a Magiel Katofi? Now let's see the Rashi. Katofi, the literal meaning of Katofi means shoulders. What is it? What does it mean Shvach a Magiel Katofi? The Shvach has reached the shoulders. Whose shoulders? Hamadila katkofim, so Rashi says, korv likotzer, el shaddai tzrichim likark. In other words, shvach hamadila katkofim means it's pretty soon you'll be able to harvest it, and when you harvest it, you'll put all the bushels, all the pears, you'll pack them in sacks, and where will you put the sacks? On his shoulders. So that's called shvach hamadila katkofim. It has reached the shoulders. קורב לקוצה אלה שעדיין צריכים לקרק, הבלי כפירת מורים, ואם בלחיב גי ועיסי בלו יציא. ואם בלחיב גי ועיסי בלו יציא. So in other words, so when do we say that the בלחיב, Shmuel says that the בלחיב takes away the whole שבח and doesn't have to pay the לוקח anything. That's only if the Shvach is not covered with kotzer as yet. When it's completely unripe yet, it's not covered with kotzer. But if it is practically ripe, even though it is sort of likark a little bit, but you could harvest it, it will not be the best if you harvest it. But you still could harvest it, so even though it's still tzrichim likarke, so then it's considered like peres gmurim, and peres gmurim, so then he has to pay the yitzir. He has to pay the yitzir. Kam bishvach sheinim agilichtam. And so the braise that says that the balchev has to pay the yitzir. To the Likeach has reference to the case of Shvach HaMagil HaKatov, then he has to pay. And the price that says that he can be given without even paying the Yitzir to the Likeach, he takes away everything, has reference to Shvach that has not reached the stage of HaKatov, where it's completely unripe. Completely unripe. For Maisi Micholyeim, Iko Magli Shmuel, אפילו בשבח המגיע לכתפים. And even if it's almost right, even when it's almost right, no, it's okay, sorry. Even when it's almost right, so Shmuel Paskin, that the Baal Chayv can take it without giving the Yitzirat to the Kea. So how can you say the price that says that he has to give the Yitzir has reference to the case of Magil Ksofim or Shmuel Paskin, that he collects the whole Shvach without paying him the Yitzir? without paying him the yitzie, even b'shvach ha-magila k'sofit. Loi kash. Hod im osik b'kishiorar o ishvoche. Hod im osik b'yelo kishiorar. Yoi b'lishvoche b'sal ikle. Na. Hod iktone v'etil yitzie b'alchei. Loi mosik b'yibaldech. That the likiach, he is entitled to take the yitzie from Balchei, has referenced the case to the Mosini Balchei, the Mecher Shiraro Shvoche. Here, Hilkach, Yoyin Balchei, the Likiach Shvoche, Umisalim. So, in other words, suppose the Chayv is $800, and the land, together with the Shvach, is $1,000. So then, he cannot take the whole land with $1,000. It's more than the labor owes him. So he has to leave a little piece in the value of $200 for the Likeach. So, Ho Dikton Neitlitzin Balchei, the Likeach is entitled to take a piece of land that is Kineitlitzin Balchei, doing Mosik Mei Balchei, Mecha Shira Aroshvach. Hilkach, Yoyid Balchei Lelikeach, Shvochei, Umisalukle. Vahaydi Nokat, the Milse Belosh Yitzie, the Leitone Neto Kenegrachei, so the Kashi, so why did it say? In Vashvach Yisrael Yitzie, so then he gives him the Yitzie, and Yitzie is here Lashvach, so he gives him the Shvach, the Yitzie, he should say, the Leitone Neto Kenegrachei, and the rest, he leaves it with. He takes as much kalki that is worth the chayv, $800. He takes $800 worth of the kalki, and the small piece over and above the $800, he leaves it with the chayv. The high deductible is washing its own tongue, the chayv, the kalki, the amazing chayv, lashmur ni gufose, the hechad yitzie yisir al hashvach, where the yitzie is yisir al hashvach, So the Gemara says, He nichaliman domar yisle zuzun likeach, lo imotze misalik li balcheiv, shak. Elo liman domar yisle zuzun likeach, motze misalik li balcheiv, namely, lahatu li zuzah misalkinoch mikulam, hashte, di lesle zuzah, Havli garbe de hare, bi hare shir shvachoi. Now let's see the Rashi. Now what does the Gemara say? Hodli mosik beyel kishir ar. Hod mosik be kishir ar ushvoch. Kishir ar ushvoch. So then, if the chayv is mamesh the same as the value of the ar and the shvach, so then he takes away everything and doesn't give him the yitzi. And the price that says that he has to give him the yitzi has reference to the case where the chayv is less than the value of the ara of the shvach. So the Gemara says, He nichleman domar isli zuzuli keach limotz misalei. Flug isli zuzuli keach lifrei achei. Limotz misalei kubalchei minare. Di balchei vkod ishapir dimotz al meima. Dei ched yish karka meisal achei. Ima shvach. Misalik olikeach bizuze al kol chayv likeach v'limot zom olikeach v'limot zom olikeach hav li minare shiho shvoche di oma kule didi ויעת יורדיתו בו שלוי ברשוש El lo limando mal. Ki isli zuzuli keach. Motsin salik le balchei. But the mando mal says that he the likeach has cash and he's willing to pay in cash, then the balchei cannot take the karak at all. Balchei cannot take the karak at all. So mele, nimele. So easily we just feel like it was solid my old back was sharp here the most of the main mark they had the ish car come in so I hate in my schwach so then we saw it clearly care the Susie alcohol clearly care the limots on all the care have the minare she or schwache the homa cool a dd the actual to go shallow in your shoes but according to the mandoma Gisli Zuzoli Keach is Motsin Misali Klei Li Balcheiv Balcheiv Neimelei Ila Havali Zuzi. Suppose I had money. Let's say the debt is $800. $800. The Are together with the Shvach is $1,000. But suppose the Likeach had cash. So he would give him $800 and then he could tell the Balcheiv, now you get out of here. You cannot take any piece of the land. I'm paying. But he doesn't have cash. So why should the Balchei be entitled to take away the $1,000 that is over and above, $200 over and above the amount of the debt, and just give him the expenses? Let's say the expenses is only $50. So he'll give him $50 and then he'll keep $1,000 when the debt is $800. So in effect, he's not getting $800, but he's getting $950. $950. How can he do that? You see, there is a machlekes in Ksuvis. The Lekeach has cash. Can he be misalik the Balchei? If the lady himself has cash, then it goes without saying that if a malve comes to the lady and he says, you owe me $1,000 debt, you have this soda that is worth $1,000. I want to take the soda, I like the soda. So the lady says, you like it, I like it too. I owe you $1,000, I'll give you $1,000, and what else do you want? So then it goes without saying that the Malve cannot insist upon taking away the field because a Leve has a Shibra Guf. So in other words, it's Mechuyev to pay. Shibra Guf is to pay with karka and the culture. The natural way to pay debt is with cash. He doesn't have cash, he pays with that. But if he has cash, he has to pay with cash. So maybe the Leve wants to pay with cash. The Malve cannot say, no, I don't like cash, I like your field. So it goes without saying, there's no money. That's in regard to the lady. But in regard to the Keach, there's no place. There's one man Dona who says that when the Balchev comes to the Keach and he wants to collect the Sode, so even if the Keach offers him cash, then the Balchev can say to the Keach, what do you mean you're giving me cash? Do you owe me anything? You don't owe me anything. You didn't borrow money from me. You may have borrowed money, but you don't owe me. But the your meicher has no cash and he has no nechosim. So I'm going to collect your soda on the basis of your nechosim. So I'm not collecting it because you owe me. You don't owe me a thing. I'm collecting it because I have a lien on that soda and I want to take advantage of it. So according to Mandoma, he cannot be selling for him, he's selling him with cash. So according to Matnafia, the Gemara is saying that the price that says that the Balchei takes away everything, the Sode, the Shvach, everything, he only has to pay the Yitzir. But he takes away everything. And that is reference to the case wo die Schwach, die Kalke, so die Kinder Schwach, amor, ten der Chiv. Der Chiv is $800, and the Sode, together with the Schwach, is $1,000. But it's here, it's $50. So all the Likiach is entitled is to get $50. But then, the Balchev can take away the Sode and the Schwach over and above the amount of the debt that the Mecha owes. So you couldn't say it's unfair. Because according to Mandoma, that he couldn't be misalic. So that means that he is entitled to take away the Sode. So here he is entitled to take away the whole Sode with the Schwach. But the rest, how can he take away the Schwach? How can he take away the Schwach? So it's on the basis of Aroy Ashbach. He'll take away the Schwach also. Said Aroy Ashbach. Even though it involves more than the amount of it. But according to the Mandom, that if the Delikeach is willing to pay him cash, then the Baal Chayv cannot take away this. So Mele, suppose he had cash, he could tell him, you're not taking any piece of it. I'll pay you the debt. Now he doesn't have cash. But your debt is only $800. Take as much of the karke to the extent of $800. But the other piece of the study, over and above $800, that you don't take. Because if I had cash, I would tell him you're not taking any piece of it. I'm giving you $800. I don't have cash, so I can't give you cash, but in lieu of cash, I can give you this portion of the Sode, and the rest you cannot take. So when I give you this portion of the Sode, that's in lieu of cash. That's the Gemara's cash. El mandoma kisli zuzuli kech, motze misali klei, ibalchei, libali, labi zuzi, abu misal kinoch, kula are, Hashi Leslie is so have the garb the Arabish the Arabish shows for him. So I'm asking on King Shossi a Petike. The Homale in the Heloch Piroi in Elmizu. So by Petike, everybody is made it that he couldn't be Misalek in Mitkesh. There are many more. When does one Mandama say, and we pass the right now, that even the Rekeach can be Misalek the Balchei with cash? That's in general shit, not if there is not a right. Yis lezuzuli keyach, lifreyachev, limos misalik balachev, nare balachev kodi, yishafiyad, limos lulimna, deich yeshkake, meisar lachev, nashvach, misalik yabzuz al koch lekeyach, vliotzom al lekeyach, av nare shir shvachet omar kule didi, vihat yoradit dobo shalei bashuz, so the Shabna Leleva Balchev Apetikel Hayak the Akel made him was so the Havli Zuzli Keach we have him once Misal. Now here there's a taste. Hodli Mosi Kela Shirar Tein Kiven Dori Mosi Kela Shirar Amai Neitu Shvach HaYisra Laitzi. So why does he take the Shvach HaYisra Aitzie, what right does he have? If the debt is $800 and the Aitzie is $50, so he takes away everything, he gives him $50. So in effect, how much does he take? 950? What right does he have to take 950 if the debt is only $800? The Yishleima of the Belabo Chepor Shapirinik, or the Amaskone de Meike Bapinke, or the Shapirinik. אפלו גדול מוסק ביל שיר ארה, נסי לי היציאה למקח, והשבח היסר להיציאה מקח חינוך, כדינגרת לסכסוד החבר הישלוי בשוס. So in other words, what is the פשט in this case? That according to מסכונת גמור, there is no cash, because לא ספיתי, but you still can ask, לא ספיתי, it's not fair, the debt is $800, and the Sode together with the Shvach is $1,000, so he, and the Yitzhiya is $50, he gives him $50 and takes away his sode that he's worth $1,000. So in effect, how much is he getting? $950. So Pedikas, what a Pedikas? Well, the answer is this. There is a machlekes in Psochim between Abai and Rove, whether Mafreyahu gave it or Mikam Habu gave. So we pass on that Mikam Habu gave. Mikam Habu gave. So, but there is one mandama which says Mafreyahu gave. So even though we pass on that Mikam Habu gave, that's in the case of a general shibut. But in the case of the apetika, apetika means a specific mortgage. When he specifies in the shtar, you'll collect your debt from this building, from this sode. So really, in the case of an apetika, then I'll leave the MS. So it's from a frail deal. So once, when the levy, he executes his shibut on a specific sode, and he says, so then, if ultimately a certain sode is collected, is recovered, so then it has retroactive effect. And the malve retroactively becomes the owner of the sode. So that's why he is entitled to take everything, even though the debt is only $800. And the sode is $1,000. He just has to give him the itzia $50. So he lent $800 and he gets back $950. So nothing wrong with that, because it's a mafreyel game. In the case of a peitike, of loyech poin on the zoo, so then it's a mafreyel game. So once he collects it, it's retroactively determined that who had title in that sode all the time, even while it was in the possession of the keyach, who had title, the balchei, the malve, so it's a loyashbach, but to the extent of the itzir, so even with a loyashbach, so then he's still entitled to get, so he has to pay in the itzir. This is what he says. The Batesis says, Sikashi, they make him the musical shir hare, and my night was shvaha yasal tzir. So Batesis says, V'yishlim ad blabach apor shabbat. But it's strange. I mean, how is it in Mora doesn't test? I mean, all right, according to Maskoni, it's all right. And how could in Mora even have a havamine? Havamine that in the case where the chayv is only shir hare, and the arrow shvoche is more than the chayv, so he can take more than the amount of the debt as long as he pays in the yitzir. What's right? So it's a good cash. How could they have? According to Maskoni, there is no cash. But how could Gemara have this alkadaita even for 1 month? So the cross says, Linire, Izeu kushes agmore bemes. Hinire. No, it's very seldom that the Goyim should give in the Agoyes in Teres and the discussion. It's very rare. Usually the Goyim in the Agoyes, he says, it's Rambam, the Efer, this, that. But that he himself should give in Teres and the discussion. In the Agoyes is very seldom. Linira di zeu kushes gemora bemes. Sinira ki nira shlele shus uchmei bapetike vechim kosvaram bab mulchamis ut loi tishachs in kuftes vops in kotten kabot. So he says, and there's the Ramban, actually, this is the Gemara's kashi, because there is one mandoma who says we don't pass the like it. So, but there is one mandoma who says, this is usually kiach, we must be solid on the balcony. How can that be explained? In other words, they make the leave about $800. And then he's, and it doesn't make any difference. And then he wants to pay him like $800. And the sode is worth, the sode together with the shvach is worth $1,000. So he's offering him to pay him the $800. So the Baruch Hu can say to the Rekeach, now I'm going to take the sode. And more than the amount of it. What's the Asia? Then shall each death man doma kind sinners. Every case of shibut nahosim bilikeach, like in a painting. This is what I'm saying. According to death man doma, even general shibut has the same din as a painting. Has the same din as Napetik. In other words, in final analysis, it means that that mandoma will accord with the mandoma who says that Primatrelge, there is a mandoma, it's a machlekes. It's a machlekes, Abai and Rove. So Abai says the Matrelge. We pass in Kalhabrogi, but Abai says Matrelge. So this mandoma who says, Isli Susan Ikeach, we watch on Isalk Balchain. It accords with Abai that the Mafreo gave it. So once it's collected, it has retroactive effect and it becomes determined the title to the Sode had been vested all the time. In the Balchay, some Mele, how can you be Misalikin with cash? How can you be Misalikin with cash? So then you ask. So then the same thing should be true when he collects from the living self, according to Abaye, it's always from a frail giving. But according to Abaye, it's always from a frail giving. But he has to be given. So if he tries to collect from the living self, since he is primarily Tzishud Aguf, some daily he certainly can misallocate. So he can prevent a collection, a gvir. So it's not shayach to say him a frail again. Mashiim came in the case of Likiach who has no shidavu. So then one mandala says he cannot be misalikin. He cannot be misalikin with cash. If he cannot be misalikin with cash, so that means he has his chus to collect. And once he collects, so then it's him a frail again. All right, so we'll leave it here now. So we'll discuss, maybe next week, we'll discuss the Derif and the Balamoye here and the Rambam and Melchamis inside.